In the spring, the last sizable mill in Alaska considered turning off the saws for good. Viking Lumber cuts large trees like Sitka spruce and yellow cedar. It buys most of those old-growth trees from timber sales in the Tongass National Forest. But those sales could become a thing of the past. As Elizabeth Jenkins reports, with the mill's future undecided, a small town is contemplating a big change.
The timber industry in southeast Alaska is a shadow of its former self. But looking around the lumberyard at Viking, you wouldn't know it. The ground trembles with heavy machinery. In the distance, you can see rows of old-growth trees stacked nearly two stories high. Logs are funneled into a warehouse, where a saw the size of a hot tub slices through the tree's bark and rounded sides. The mill produces around 8 truckloads of lumber a day. It's barged and then shipped to 40 states to be turned into door frames, crown molding, and soundboards for pianos.
You try to stay in what you know and you do it well.
That's Bryce Dahlstrom, one of the owners. His family has operated the mill for the past 20 years. But today, he says he would be reluctant to pass it on to his son.
If he would have showed interest in the sawmill, I think I would have discouraged it. Just because it doesn't look like there's a future here a lot of times. To be a logger anymore is frowned upon.
Back in the 1980s, the timber industry in southeast Alaska was booming. And families like Dahlstrom saw the state as a land of opportunity. In the Northwest, tensions were ratcheting up between loggers and environmentalists. Dahlstrom grew up going to the pro-logging rallies with his parents in Washington State. And he says farther north, the prospects looked better.
Alaska, at the time, had pulp mills, a big timber industry. Things looked really good here. And shortly thereafter was when things took a dive here.
Viking Lumber bids on regional timber sales to supply the mill. And most of the sales are from the Tongass National Forest. In the past, the U.S. Forest Service has allowed large-scale industrial logging in the Tongass, damaging salmon streams and deer habitat. And that's led to tighter environmental regulations through the years, which has meant less of the Tongass is available for harvest. Dahlstrom says there have been fewer timber sales, too.
And we fought, and there's been a lot of times, since the late 90s that it was, that if we didn't get that next timber sale, we weren't going to have any wood.
Then last year, the Forest Service made a monumental decision. It would move away from selling old-growth trees in the Tongass altogether, phasing it out entirely after 15 years. Dahlstrom says it looked like the plan would finish off the mill for good. And his employees have come up to him with concerns, worried about the future.
You know, they just bought a house and they just bought a new car and they, you know, just got married or they got a baby on the way. And, you know, they're like, what are we going to do?
There is one option. The Forest Service can still sell young growth trees. But Dahlstrom says those trees are much different than the tight-grained, high-value wood they process at Viking. He says the markets just aren't there. A short drive down the road from Viking Lumber is the largest community on Prince of Wales Island.
So this is old downtown here. This is what used to be the center of Craig.
Craig is a community of about 1,200 people. My tour guide is Dennis Watson, the city's former mayor of more than 20 years. In his white van, we pass lodges that cater to sport fishermen in the summer. Watson says the community was bustling with loggers when he arrived here a few decades ago. For a while, he worked at the mill. But today, the economy has shifted mostly to commercial fishing. That's what Watson does. Even so, he says logging still plays an important role.
If you took timber away from this place right now, the impact on this town would be huge.
Only 40 people work at Viking Lumber. But the mill is the local electric utility's biggest year-round customer and offers some of the few jobs available in the off-season. Watson says he's traveled to Washington, D.C. to try to explain that to federal agencies. But on those trips, he walks away feeling ignored. He hopes President Donald Trump can turn things around.
Like everybody else, I just roll my eyes at some of the things he does, but I couldn't have voted for Hillary Clinton. You know, somebody had a gun at my head. And I thought that if Clinton was elected, they would continue on the path that they had been going, you know, and we would just be pushed aside and, you know, our communities just start drying up here in southeast Alaska.
Still, not everyone in town thinks there's a timber industry worth saving here. Bob Kloss has lived on the island for decades. He's also a member of a conservation group that's argued for more environmental protections in the Tongass. Klaus says he knows loggers who have successfully transitioned to a new job in Craig, and he thinks the town can survive just fine without Viking Lumber.
I think the logging era is over in Southeast Alaska, and you know, nowhere else in the national forest system do people even contemplate logging old growth. And I think this is it's a huge mistake to be logging the last bits of it on the tundras.
But Bryce Dahlstrom, the owner of Viking Lumber, says in the past year, he started to think the mill may have a future on Prince of Wales Island. A federal watchdog agency recently decided Congress will have the chance to weigh in. Cutting old-growth trees could still be on the table in the Tongass National Forest. Still, Dahlstrom's not exactly optimistic about the future. And he says if his community is going to turn into a tourist town, he doesn't plan on sticking around.
I guess to see one of my employees in a grocery store after we weren't able to keep him working would be pretty tough.
Dahlstrom says no one wants to be on watch when the last big sawmill in the state shuts down. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Craig.